The House easily passed a one-month extension of the expired 2008 Farm Bill, but the Senate is not expected to follow suit. The House bill is intended to keep existing farm programs going, but avert permanent law that includes 1940s vintage dairy supports. Trouble is, the Senate won't take up the measure. Leaving the House bill is really no more than political cover for the possibility of a dairy cliff or a lapse in existing programs. But American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore states that either way, it most likely won't matter.
I think that that's one of those political chess games that's going on between the House and Senate leadership on how the farm bill process plays out. As a practical matter, and I've heard Secretary Vilsack mention this at different times over the past year, that folks should not be surprised if he is not going to flip a switch and automatically January 1 provisions of permanent law kick in.
The principal negotiators are expected to keep working throughout the holidays to get a bill back to the full House-Senate conference before mid-January. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.